we all know some of them. Some of you have raised them or are raising them. The kids who only will eat certain things, like chicken nuggets and orange slices for everyone. You know, kids can be suspicious of new foods, as we heard during our children's sermon this morning. Things like potato salad can seem ominous, and yet it's so delicious. Something with cream inside and chocolate on the outside could be shunned by a kid. I have a friend whose daughter only ate butter noodles for dinner for years, and her mom went to culinary school. She's one of the best cooks I know. So sad. I was always like, can I trade with Ivy? I will eat her meal every night. I'll make her butter noodles. One of my friend's children was so picky, and we just trying to figure out ways to get him to try new things, knew that he would like cheeseburgers. Yes, he would not even eat a cheeseburger. So he and I sat down together, and I said, Jack, what if you just closed your eyes and then took a bite? So he tried it, and cheeseburgers became and he's 16 now and says that sometimes he still does that when he tries new food. He closes his eyes. Often, when a kid who's picky feels safe enough to try something new, and they do, they find that they like more things than they think they do. And this is true for grown-ups as well. Like the story of green eggs and ham that we talked about during children's sermon, sometimes we need to try it. This morning's gospel has Nathaniel doubling down on his preconceived notions about a lot of things. He's a skeptic. Jesus saw him coming and said, there is no deceit in him, which could mean a lot of things. But I think that he was probably one of those people that, whether you want them to or not, says what they think. Somebody without a filter. The ones where you just sometimes think, was that really necessary to say that? That truth? Could you have maybe not said that? He was a person without a filter. He couldn't tell a lie, even if it was more polite to do so. So, you know, there's all kinds of polite, non-committal things to say that are kind of untrue if you don't want to engage in something, right? He could have said, I'm busy, maybe another time, I can't do that right now. So when Philip told Nathanael about this great thing, this really almost too good to believe thing, Nathanael didn't take that route of being cautious. He had no filter about it. Nothing good can come out of a trash place like Nazareth. Absolutely not. Philip was unfazed and full of faith at Jesus' power, so he did what Sam I Am suggests. Nathanael, try it. Come and see. Jesus delivered almost immediately by calling out Nathanael's lack of filter, telling him then about his moment that he had under the fig tree. Now, I don't think that just saying that he was under a tree was probably enough for Nathanael to believe that he was saying. Because you could say to any one of us, I saw him under an oak tree, and we would say, yeah, they're everywhere. But I think that there was something that happened under that fig tree that caused such an immediate response of faith. It was passionate, right? As soon as he mentioned that fig tree, Nathanael was like, you are the Messiah. You are the Son of the Most High. It is you. So I wonder what kind of conversation Nathanael was having with God or himself while under that tree. A dark moment of the soul, perhaps. A moment of pain, a search for clarity, maybe that age-old question, God, if you're real, show me. A moment where he dared to ask and question what he'd always been taught. That kind of moment makes someone pay attention. That kind of moment causes people to maybe throw out some of their preconceived notions about things. The ways of God are different from our ways. The scriptures say they're higher than our ways. And the ways of God sometimes feel unpalatable and uncomfortable and perhaps like something we don't really want to try. Loving our enemies? Doing good to those who hurt us? Living in humility to such an extent that we put others before ourselves all the time? Seeing people in need and knowing that it's our responsibility to love and serve those people, because to love and serve those people is to love and serve God? Forgiving, and then forgiving again, and then the biggest, probably hardest one, believing that God forgives us? Living in community and making choices that benefit the community above ourselves, sharing our resources with others, refusing to indulge our desire for revenge, caring for creation as though it was our job to do it. These are not the kind of things that entice people, but they are the kinds of things that heal people. God invites us to come and see. To come and see just how living life in Christ like this can be transformative. To experience the mutuality of heaven, as Jesus says in this text, angels ascending and descending. To participate in a holy life that brings things on earth as they are in heaven. We this morning, as always, are invited to come and see. To open our hearts again to the wonder of what it means to model our lives after heaven. Because out here in the world and social media and all the wonderful things that are around us all the time will tell us that we need to think about getting ahead, to make moves for ourselves. And the world will tell us that it's okay to have a hard heart and ignore the needs around us. They've got themselves in that situation. It's not my problem. The world will tell us that it's perfectly fine to steer clear of people different from us and judge them. That's not my kind of person. I don't need to have a conversation with them. The world will tell us that success is just for us. Forget the community. I worked hard for this. The world will tell us that our metastasized pain can and should be released in anger and revenge. But Jesus invites us to a different way. A way that asks the hard questions under fig trees or oak trees and sees that we are perfectly known and that our life is part of a puzzle bigger than we can imagine, bigger than even our finite existence, and that our lives are holy. Wherever you are, whatever you are going through, wherever you are in this journey, come and see. Try it. This is the green eggs and ham of faith. Maybe you need to close your eyes first and take that first step. Maybe you need to let go of some of the dreams that you fostered that just don't line up with the ways of God. Maybe you need to stop forcing things that aren't for you. Maybe you need to listen a little bit more. Just maybe like the brash Nathaniel, you'll be able to see and experience God's transforming love. I believe that you will. Come.